Psalms 107 this morning. Psalms 107. The wisest man that ever lived said this, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Thanksgiving is a plea for us to be thankful all year. Psalms 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Now verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. A young man from New York went to Texas. It was a beautiful day, so he decided to go fishing. He went down to an old bait shop, run down and weathered. They all are. An old Texan in his faded jeans and cowboy boots was there selling worms. The sign said, "Worms, 50 cents. As the old man began to put the worms in a can, the young man asked, "How many worms do you get for 50 cents? The old man looked at him and said, "I'll do right by you, son. Life's too short to spend it counting worms." And he's right. Instead of being thankful for sunshine and health and freedom and faith and friends and family and fishing and food, we spend it counting worms. So I have some thoughts this morning. You knew I would. First of all, the problem of ingratitude. We are not born with the nature to be grateful. Ducks are born to swim. You don't have to teach them that. It's their nature. We must be taught to be thankful. In fact, Isaiah simply put it this way, learn to do good. You don't have to learn to do bad. That's our nature. We have to learn to do good. Every parent has said it 100 times. Now, what do you say? And if they say, "Thank you," we smile. And if they don't, we say something real sweet like, "Say thank you or I'm going to ground you for the rest of your life." Not to be thankful is a terrible way to live. And if you decide to live that way, two things will be a part of your life: loneliness and depression. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. said, "The loveliest flower that blooms in the garden of the heart is gratitude." We will choose to be angry and complaining and grabby, or we will choose to be thankful. It's our choice, folks. Here's a great way to live. Forget everything that you have done for others and remember only what others have done for you. Second of all, reasons we have for gratitude. We sang it this morning. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one. And we need to do that often, not just when we sing it in the song. We will all sit down at a table on Thursday that will be filled. We generally eat late enough so that we are very hungry. Which of us will be truly thankful without just being perfunctory in our nature? and realize without the good Lord above, we would have nothing. And without the ladies who work hard to prepare it, we would not have eaten. And how many will thank God for being healthy enough to eat that morning and could walk to the table and have loved ones to talk to? And how many will be thankful that we live under that flag? Are we really so busy we can't take the time to express our thanks to others? God help us. Go with me to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. We're going to begin reading in verse 27. Every one of these words is in red, which means it came directly from the mouth of the Lord. And please remember, everything the Lord said was, "Thus saith the Lord." It was scripture coming out of his mouth. And here's what he told us. Verse 27, "But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them with that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee. And of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. Let it go. And as ye would men that should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love them that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." Let me ask you something. Those of you that are working, do you ever thank your boss? You say, "Well, he never thanks me." That's not the question nor the point. What do ye more than others? It's tough being a boss. Just say some morning, "I thank God for you." That's all, just that, and then walk away. And what about your family? Kids, don't take your parents for granted. You can be mean and inconsiderate, but there is a God who sees and hears it all. And there will come a day when that will be a grief to you. You need to tell your mom and daddy, "Thank you, and I love you." They'll not always be around. I have a picture of my grandfather that haunts me. He's there in his khaki clothes of that generation, has an old ball hat on. He's kind of sad looking, not mean. He worked hard all his life. He had been through two world wars. He was born in 1888. Been through two world wars and a Great Depression. All three of his boys fought in World War II. He died in 1971. I seldom told him, "Thank you, or I love you. He was my grandpa. I was his grandson. What could be more natural than that? So I just took him for granted. But that picture and his gold pocket watch that he gave me still haunts me. Don't let that happen to you. You need to thank the people that are a part of your family. Parents, be thankful for your kids. You have the power to make them feel so worthy and secure, or you have the power to make them feel so small and wound their spirit. You know what's not right? To treat other people outside your family nicer than you treat your own family. You can show appreciation to total strangers more than to your own family if you're not careful. Express your appreciation with words and cards, telephone calls, and gifts. My daughter calls me at least 3 times a day. And it's just common things. What'd you have for supper, Daddy? And we talk, and she always says, I love you, Daddy, every time. I have a long poem in my file, and I have taken just a couple of thoughts from it. Count your gains and not your losses. Count your friends and not your foes. Count your smiles and not your tears. Count your health and not your wealth. Count on God instead of yourself. There's always something to be thankful about. Matthew Henry, who wrote a great commentary, was robbed, and that evening he wrote in his diary these words, I'm thankful. I've never been robbed before. I'm thankful, though they took my billfold, they didn't take my life. And what I had in the billfold was not much. I'm thankful that it was I who was robbed rather than I robbing. Yeah. Third, our expressions of gratitude. Go with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And look at verse 18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. David Reed is a pastor. And he said this, if I were to awake tomorrow an atheist, all faith in God gone, that which I would miss the most is someone to thank. I can hardly conceive what it would be like never, never to say in a moment of unexpected joy or of deep rescue from distress, oh God, you're so good to me. Thank you. Who would you thank? Go with me now to Psalms 116. Psalms 116. Verse 12, Psalms 116, verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. You understand that there's no bills from God to us. There's no bills for the sunlight and for the air we breathe and for the laughter of children and for birds singing. What would that be worth? What would the bill be for your parents? What would the bill be for this church? What would the bill be for the blood of Jesus Christ? We need to say, Father, thank you for your Son. Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Holy Spirit, thank you for drawing me to that wounded side. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? Well, first of all, the psalmist said, I will take the cup of salvation. That's the greatest expression of gratitude of all time. Thank you, God, for your Son. And second, he said, I will pay my vows. When two people are married, they vow certain things to each other. If Tina were here this morning, I would have her stand, and I would say once again to her, I, Kim, take thee, Tina, to be my lawful wedded wife, for better or worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, until God by death shall separate us. That's a vow I made to her over 50 years ago, and I still mean it with all my heart. Maybe we should vow to the Lord this morning that we will love Him and that we will be thankful and that we will be obedient to Him in all things. God help us to do it. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your wonderful word this morning. Thank you for this opportunity to be in your house. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to our hearts this morning. The fact that we need to be thankful. We need to have grateful hearts. We can never come into your presence without the need and the cause of thanksgiving because of how good and faithful and wonderful you have been to us. Father, please speak to our hearts this morning. Maybe we just need to come and kneel around this old-fashioned altar and say thank you. Thank you for all you do for me. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my faith. Thank you for this very moment of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand, ladies and gentlemen. If you're here this morning, you've never been saved, please step out and come forward. Someone will meet you here. We can show you how to be saved this morning. If you are saved, maybe you just need to come and say thank you, dear Father, for all you do.